Welcome back to Living in Brisbane Live with our jam-packed April edition. Get your groove on at Briz Sizzle and Sounds at Roma Street, Parkland. Learn how we're delivering for the suburbs and the latest on the transformation of the Oxley Creek Corridor. We've also got parks, coffee and good times with food trucks and coffee carts popping up across the city. Plus, updates on working together for a safer Brisbane. Find out how small donations can make a big difference at Homeless Connect, as well as what we're doing to boost housing supply. You'll get a wrap of local news, including upgrades at Brighton Foreshore. And we'll share handy info on the free game day shuttles for ticket holders, rebates to help you compost at home, and what's on around Brisbane this month. All that and more in this month's edition of Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, I'm Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. From pocket parks to destination playgrounds like Bradbury Park and the Archerfield Wetlands, we're creating more places to explore and enjoy right across the suburbs. It's no surprise that families love it here, with Brisbane recently being named as the world's most family-friendly city, recognising our parks, outdoor lifestyle and safer suburbs. As we improve playgrounds, upgrade paths and keep our parks clean, we're making sure more people can enjoy Brisbane's great lifestyle so close to home. So get outside, enjoy your local park and discover something new in Brisbane.
Head to Roma Street Parkland on Saturday the 9th of May for a free family day out at Briz Sizzle and Sounds from 10 a.m, organised by the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust. Enjoy an exciting lineup of local artists, a variety of food trucks, fun activities for kids and everyone's favourite sisters Bluey and Bingo live on stage. A highlight of the year for the Trust, this event has raised more than $1 million for local charities since 2006. Proceeds from this year's Briz Sizzle and Sounds will go to long-standing beneficiaries Food Bank Queensland and Drug Arm in their mission to help Brisbane's most vulnerable residents. We've invested more than 80% of our budget in the suburbs this financial year to ensure Brisbane remains the best place to live, work and relax. We're delivering vital projects and initiatives for Brisbane residents, including launching the Safer School Precincts program in Kedron, Mansfield and Wynnum Manly, rolling out more than 160,000 new green bins, launching Brisbane food trucks and coffee carts in parks, creating more to see and do in our parks, sports grounds and foreshores, continuing road improvements, including Beams Road, upgrading parks, including Rocks Riverside Park, developing concept plans for Carindale Recreation Reserve and Dorrington Park in Ashgrove, releasing concept plans for the Pilara and Ellengrove District Sports Parks, developing plans for suburban precincts in Mount Gravatt Centre, Stones Corner and Wynnum Centre. For more information, visit our website and search Budget Initiatives.
We're creating more to see and do in the suburbs by working with Brisbane Sustainability Agency to bring the Oxley Creek Transformation Master Plan to life. Works will soon be underway on the first stage of Graceful Riverside Parklands, which includes upgrades to the existing playground, new picnic facilities, an event-ready community lawn, and native landscaping and revegetation. Further revegetation is progressing along the Oxley Creek Corridor as part of the Archerfield Wetlands Northern Ponds Habitat Transformation Project. Want to help transform this significant habitat? Join one of our Oxley Creek Corridor Community Planting Days to dig in and help shape local habitat. To find out when they're on and to register, visit sustainablebrisbane.com.au.
The weather is cooling, but our parks are heating up thanks to the local food trucks and coffee carts popping up in 98 locations across the city. Go to bnefoodtrucks.com.au for a real-time map that shows you where Brisbane's food trucks and coffee carts are serving near you. You can even search by your favourite traders and cuisines. It's just one way we're making Brisbane's lifestyle even better. Because nothing beats a hot coffee and a walk in the park.
Brisbane has the best lifestyle in Australia, and we're determined to keep it that way. Our Safer Suburbs grants have provided $981,318 to boost security for community-leased facilities since they were introduced in 2024. We regularly work with the Queensland Police Service and Crime Stoppers Queensland to make sure our community stays safe. We've worked closely with the Queensland Police Service, councillors and the community to introduce 26 mobile and fixed CCTV cameras across Brisbane, expanding the network to around 4,500 cameras in the last financial year. We're also installing new and improved lighting in targeted locations and continuing our 18-year partnership to support Crime Stoppers work in our community. Visit our website and search Community Safety Initiatives to find out how we're protecting our incredible lifestyle by keeping Brisbane safe.
You can now drop off donations for our Homeless Connect event at council ward offices and libraries. The free one-day event brings together essential services in one place for people experiencing homelessness or doing it tough. Our next event will be held on Wednesday, 13th of May, at the Brisbane Showgrounds in Bowen Hills, with the help of dedicated volunteers. Since 2006, Homeless Connect has helped more than 24,000 people, thanks to the generosity of schools, businesses, and locals like you. Search Homeless Connect on our website to see how you can help.
Brisbane is one of Australia's fastest growing capital cities, and we're helping deliver new homes sooner, waiving more than $2.7 million in infrastructure charges for new community housing developments. The waivers form part of our Housing Supply Action Plan, which accelerates building new homes by reducing charges, streamlining assessments, and advocating for planning reform. The savings have helped the Brisbane Housing Corporation deliver two new affordable housing projects this year, a 92-apartment development in Chermside and an 82-unit development in Stones Corner. We've also donated land to Brisbane Housing Corporation for a pilot project to deliver three affordable townhouses in Chermside. It's all about striking a balance to encourage more new homes in the right places while protecting Brisbane's low-density suburbs and our incredible lifestyle.
In local news, Women's Bus Driver Career Days. We're hosting a special behind-the-scenes experience for women considering a career as a bus driver. Get behind the wheel with a qualified instructor, explore the depot and speak to our drivers, trainers and our recruitment team during open days on Saturday the 2nd of May at Sherwood Bus Depot and Saturday 16th of May at Eagle Farm Bus Depot. Visit the What's On pages of our website and search Depot Open Day to register. Upgrading Brighton Foreshore. Work has started on the Brighton Foreshore to create an accessible parkland for everyone to enjoy. Plans include more flat lawns, better beach access, and new picnic and barbecue facilities. We're creating more for you to see and do while ensuring we protect the foreshore. New community storage. We're supporting community clubs and sporting groups to make Brisbane an even better place to live by offering affordable storage facilities to keep their equipment safe. Local clubs will soon be able to access new purpose-built storage facilities in Ferguson Park, Enoggera and Murray Durs Park, Wavell Heights.
Nothing screams Brisbane pride quite like being among the action and cheering on the Broncos and Lions at their home grounds. We're making it even easier and more affordable to see our Brisbane NRL and AFL heroes by offering free shuttle bus services to Suncorp Stadium and the Gabba on game days for ticket holders and stadium members. The shuttles depart from Chermside, Carindale, 8 Mile Plains, The Gap for Suncorp games only, and Brisbane CBD, approximately 2 hours before kickoff. Return shuttles to these locations then operate for 1 hour after the game ends. Ticket holders and stadium members can also travel for free on our regular council bus and metro services 4 hours before and after each game, so you can leave the car at home. All you need to do is show your pre-purchased event ticket when boarding the vehicle. And of course, don't forget to wear maroon.
We're making it more affordable to get started on composting and food waste recycling at home with our compost rebate program. You can apply for up to $100 for the purchase of eligible composting or worm farm equipment. You can also claim up to $200 for eligible food waste recycling equipment like food waste dehydrators and in-sink food disposal systems. Composting is a small change with a big impact. It diverts waste from landfill and creates a nutrient-dense natural fertilizer that your gardens will love. Get started composting and food waste recycling today. Visit our website for eligibility criteria and to submit a claim.
Brisbane Comedy Festival is from the 24th of April to the 24th of May at Brisbane Powerhouse New Farm and various venues. More than 145 artists, including international stars, Aussie icons and fresh talent, bring belly laughs to Brisbane. Don't miss dynamic stand-up, improvisation, musicals and more. Visit brisbanecomedyfestival.com. Anzac Day Parade from 9:45am to 12:45pm on 25th of April at Adelaide Street, Brisbane City. Honour the service and sacrifice of our defence personnel as they march in this proud tradition of remembrance, featuring former and current veterans, pipe bands and marching bands. Anywhere Festival from the 1st to the 31st of May at various locations. Anywhere in Brisbane becomes a stage with theatre, music, dance, comedy and storytelling in local nooks and crannies, houses, cafes, parks, laneways, warehouses, backyards, libraries and businesses. Brunswick Street Live from 4 to 10pm, 8th of May in Fortitude Valley. Feel the pulse of Fortitude Valley as Brunswick Street comes alive in this unmissable day of music, featuring dazzling lineup of DJs, artists and musicians right in the heart of the valley. Panieri Greek Festival from the 23rd to the 24th of May at Musgrave Park, South Brisbane. Celebrating 5 decades of Greek culture in Brisbane, the Golden Anniversary Festival will be the biggest yet, with special guests, new experiences and unforgettable surprises. Find out more at panieri.com. Sustainable BNE Festival on the 24th of May at Roma Street, Parkland, Brisbane City. Brisbane's favourite sustainable living festival brings together practical workshops, inspiring talks, live music, markets, kids' activities and free native plants.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.